From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Authorities are investigating the discovery of skeletal remains near Interstate 70 in Columbia. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the remains were found yesterday evening. Police spokesman Jeff Pitts wrote in a statement that it was an active investigation and additional statements will be issued, quote, as soon as enough details are known. A state representative from Ferguson is stepping down to take a position in St. Louis County Executive Sam Page's administration. Cora Faith Walker is resigning from the 74th District House seat to become Page's Director of Policy. Page said in a statement that Walker will help develop policies to reduce crime, restore trust in county government, and improve the business climate. Walker is a Ferguson Democrat who made healthcare policy a focus of her three-year legislative tenure. She has a master's degree in public health from Washington University and a law degree from St. Louis University. Governor Mike Parson will be responsible for calling a special election to fill a vacancy for Walker's heavily Democratic House seat. Missouri's largest electricity provider is backing away from a plan to develop a wind energy farm in northwest Missouri. Ameren Missouri says it has terminated plans for a 157-megawatt wind facility in Atchison County because it was too costly to make the significant improvements that would have been needed to the transmission system. The St. Louis-based utility says it still plans to go forward with two other wind projects that are planned to be up and running by the end of 2020. The cost could reach almost $13 million to repair or replace Missouri government facilities damaged by tornadoes and flooding. Figures provided to the Associated Press by the State Office of Administration show the biggest tab is for the old Missouri State Penitentiary in Jefferson City. The state has yet to decide whether to move forward with the estimated $9.4 million needed to repair the facility, which was hit by a tornado in May. The site quit housing prisoners years ago, but has been a popular tourist destination. Repairs to other state buildings damaged by the Jefferson City tornado could cost $2.3 million, though insurance could cover part of that, and flooding from the Missouri River could cost $1 million of repairs to the Highway Patrol's hangar at the Jefferson City Airport. Families and advocates are proclaiming that young lives matter and calling for an end to the shootings that have claimed the lives of nine St. Louis children since June. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the nonprofit group Better Family Life organized a rally yesterday morning to focus attention on the effects of violence on children. Around 150 children participated, holding signs and reciting personal poems. It was followed later in the day by an emotional vigil for Eddie Hill IV. The 10-year-old was shot on the front porch of his home last week and later died. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.